Hi, brothers and sisters, this is Tony Allen with Signet4713.com, Audio Gospel Way. Today's episode is titled, Your Blessing is Your Giving. So, basically, this teaching is coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 15, as it reads, when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves some food. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, we have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, bring them here to me. Excuse me. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven. Stop right there. Now, think about this for a second. When you tied your money or your finances, whatever you've been blessed with by God for us, your profession, when you tied into any ministry, one thing you should do is by example what Jesus did. Before you send that money away, look up to heaven, just as Jesus did, and he blessed, meaning thank God for the money that he has given you, because he is our source. So you put your emphasis on Jesus and the Father, and you thank him for the things that you have. Now, what he did was, he thanked God, first of all. He looked up to heaven. Then he blessed, meaning he thanked God for the bread. Then he broke. Now, that's very key. Broke, in a sense, in this message is, you got to break free of what you have. Your heart has to let it go. If your heart is not in it, then God can't bless it. It has to be done in a cheerful manner, meaning you won't be bitter about it, because I think for most of us that do not tithe, I think the thought is, well, God doesn't need the money. That's correct. But the money is being used as a tool for good. Now, for us, in God's eyes, he wants us to do good deeds. Not saying our good deeds is going to sway his decision making on who gets to heaven. But whatever he has blessed you with, he wants you to be a blessing to others. So when you decide to tithe or give anything away, do so in a cheerful manner. So bless it. In other words, be thankful. Thank God that you have what you have, and break it, or as Jesus did, he broke the bread, meaning he broke it, he let it go. This is what I'm doing to feed these multitudes. Now, when he did that, this is when a miracle happened, and he gave the loaves to his disciples. Now, what did the disciples do? And the disciples gave to the multitudes. So, he have giving being spoken of twice. Jesus gave, and then the disciples gave. So it's all in the giving. Now, most of us, we have a problem with, when it comes to money, we have a problem letting money go. And I'm saying that from my own experience in my younger days, until God enlightened me and showed me that the kingdom way is sowing and reaping. This is his way of blessing everything that the Bible teaches. It's about sowing and reaping. Now, when you sow in money, or if you're giving money away, you are actually sowing a seed. Now, here's the thing about that. When you do it without expectation, in other words, you're doing it in faith, that seed will grow. Now, God will bless you more than you have blessed whoever it is, the church or somebody, giving things away. You cannot give God, period. God established this whole world by giving. So if this is his way, he expects it to be our way. So whatever you have, if you have an abundance, release it and watch that grow. That faith seed, watch it grow. Now, that was key to me. I read this passage over and over. But then when the Holy Spirit pressed on me and he said, for your finances, for me to prosper you, it has to be done in the kingdom way. Now, you have to bless what you're giving away so that somebody else can be blessed by it. So Jesus blessed the food. All right. Then he broke the food. Now, he broke it in a sense because in this particular instance, they only had so many pieces of bread, so many pieces of fish, but it was the supernatural that multiplied it. Now, that same thing applies in this day and time. Whatever you sin, when you break it, when you break free from it and let it go, it will supernaturally multiply back to you. So look what happened. When they did this, not only did they feed the multitudes, they had leftovers. Well, or Jesus said, pick up the fragments, baskets full. Now, they didn't start out with that, but this is the return that came back. So you cannot give God. Now, when it comes to money, it's about a trust issue. Do you trust God and his word to perform what it says it will perform? If you doubt, you're going to do without, and you're going to get left out. Now, this is why people today, they may earn a good salary, but they're still living paycheck to paycheck. And the first thing, if you ask that person or people, well, what's going on? I mean, if you look at their records, everything looks good, but their money's not growing. Okay, ask them, are they tithing? More than likely, they are not. More than likely, they are not tithing. Because if you are tithing and if you're giving to God the kingdom way, you cannot give him, and his word will not come back void. So if you're giving in good faith and out of your heart, God will bless that and multiply that back to you. Now, don't do it just for that reason. Do it because this is where your heart is. It's all about heart condition. So if your heart is conditioned and has compassion to help others, then God will bless that. This is the kingdom way. We are all a part of that tree or that branch or that vine. You know, when we bear fruit, the fruit don't just drop and goes to waste. It's being used to help somebody else. If it's actual literal fruit, it's to nourish somebody or provide them with the food that they need. So in a sense, money is a tool in that same aspect, but in a different, tangible way. Money can be used to buy food, in a sense, for those that are lacking financially. Now, when you bless someone, God will bless you back if it's done in the right heart condition. If your heart is not in it, he won't bless it. Okay? Now, back to what I was saying earlier about those that may have the finances and find themselves still living paycheck to paycheck. This is basically, you have holes in your pocket, in a sense. You're getting the money and you're not getting any breaks, meaning all kind of things are just coming your way. That's consuming your money because that is where your heart is. And if you put your heart in money, the devil will always lead you astray and have you stressed out at the end of the day. And you'll be scratching your head wondering, where is my money going? Why am I broke? That's not the kingdom way. If you are a part of the vine, you should be bearing fruit. And if you're not tithing, if you're not releasing what you've been blessed with, God can't release the blessings back. So this is the kingdom way. It's all about sowing and reaping. Now, when you give out of your heart and just forget about it, God will bless you in all kinds of ways. I mean, things will start happening. Money will come from all kinds of sources that you didn't even realize that you had. People will start giving you things. You will be getting all kinds of breaks in different avenues. Costs, your bills, some miraculously just drops. Goes down to some unrealistic amount. So things like that happen. I'm talking from my own experience. So I know this works. Your heart must be into giving to help, giving to bless someone else. So, as I said in the beginning, in the book of Matthew, when Jesus, before he distributed the food or the disciples, he blessed it. He's basically saying, thank you, Father, for this food. In a sense, you should be saying, thank you, Father, for this income. Now, you're going to break free from however much you're going to do in a good heart condition and release it. Watch what God does. Watch what he does. God will be true to his word. You can't outgive God, period. Ever. God will be true to his word. And you can trust that. All right, so hopefully this would shed some light on anyone who's doubting that this doesn't work. It's all a fable. It's not. God's word is true. And when you give from your heart to others, watch what happens. Watch what happens. All right? Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. God bless.